This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
November 6, 2013, this is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the rainy, windy suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of all the guests that I've had on RBN since October 23, 2010, as well as links to their website. Websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.info for links and files. One of our talented listeners established the site to augment information not found elsewhere. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. Mike, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello, Deanna. How are you today?
I'm very well. And you?
Well, a little bummed out at yesterday's election results. But you know they're pushing this Chris Christie character very hard.
Oh, that's right. I forgot where you lived. Yes. Well. I think just about anybody they put in there is just any person that reaches a certain level in politics has already sold his soul. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But I think Christie is especially dangerous. He's a real operator, and you know he has some charisma behind him, which could make him go a long way. But it looks like it'll be Christie versus Hillary. Some free country we live in, 3 years in advance, and they've already determined the candidates for us.
And unbelievable. And charisma is not indicative of accuracy or ethnic or anything else. It doesn't mean a thing. People can be very charismatic. They can be lovely to listen to. They can be wonderful to talk with. But if they're lying or concealing the truth or being or some other things that we can think of, then you have to question exactly who or what they are and whose agenda they are serving. And I'm talking about everybody. I apply this to everybody, whether they are politicians in the alternative media or whatever. Okay, you have created, there's a couple things that I wanted to talk about. Number one is the big lie of Nazi looted art. And this is something that you covered recently that I would really like to have you cover for us. I think it's very, very important.
Sure.
Because it is, go ahead.
Well, it's another one of those World War II lies that has been repeated so often that takes on a life of its own, and just the repetition of the lie is what makes it true in terms of our perception. And this came to the forefront again just a few days ago because there was a discovery of some of this so-called looted art in Germany. But the reality is, Deanna, that Germany had a policy during wartime, and this actually goes back to World War I, in which they protected the artworks of Europe that were located near combat areas. Germans were very cultured people, and during World War I, they would gather these artworks up, and then at the end of the war, you know, everything was inventory and handed over. And what's interesting is because the post-World War I propaganda against Germany faded away, it was not as intense as it was after World War II, in time, Germany was actually praised for having had the foresight to save these artworks during World War I. So that's where the concept originated. When World War II broke out in Europe, the ferocious, barbarian Allied bombing necessitated this policy once again. And Hitler tasked Hermann Göring, the head of the German Air Force, with protecting the artworks of Europe. And what's interesting is that this was not put in place until 1943. So if the Germans really wanted to loot art, why didn't they do it when they had control of the continent in 1940 and 41 and 42? Why did they wait till 1943? Because that is when the heavy-duty terror bombing by the Allies began, first in Italy and Germany itself, and then later on also in northern France prior to the D-Day. So they had ample opportunity to loot before, but they didn't. So it was only when the terror bombing started. So thousands of classic artworks were gathered up by the Germans. They were meticulously documented and protected. And after the war, the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, forerunner of the CIA, they were the ones that initiated these reports of quote-unquote stolen Nazi looting, stolen art. It came from the OSS. By the way, that's the same OSS that gave us the fairy tales of the shrunken heads of Jewish prisoners and Jewish bodies being turned into lampshades. Lies which the Jews themselves today acknowledge were complete fabrications. But that's the same gang that originated this fairy tale of these Germans stealing the artworks of Europe. And it's been repeated ever since, over and over and over again. And that's where we are at this point. So with the incident the other day just kind of resurrected the old lie that people just assume is true for no other reason that it's been repeated so often.
Sure.
So that's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say.
Right. Now, can you draw any similarities, comparisons between what happened with the Allies going in and bombing and destroying whatever they could destroy and what they have done in the Middle East?
Well, it's the same template. I mean, whenever Zionist America and Britain wage war, it's always a total war, and the civilian population is targeted, not as collateral damage, but they're literally targeted. So it happened in Iraq as well. The Baghdad Museum, it wasn't bombed, but what happened is after the fall of Saddam Hussein, the United States went to great lengths to protect certain government buildings and banks and so on. But they left the art museum, and this is really priceless art. We're talking relics that date back to Mesopotamia. I mean, this is a heritage of the world, not just for Iraq. They left it undefended, and as a result, there was a systematic looting, which to me did not seem like the looting of ancient barbarians. There was a systematic nature to it. I suspect many of those artworks are in the hands of some very high and mighty people.
In Washington, no doubt.
great crime. This was a crime against humanity, what they did in Baghdad. So, you know, again, the U.S., and by U.S., I don't mean the American people, of course. I mean people that control our government, have never had any regard or respect for the cultures of other people or art itself.
Exactly.
And also after World War II, there was Allied looting of many of these artworks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I cover that in my upcoming book. All what they did was just absolutely amazing. All righty, Mike, we are going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of New World Order, or NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. And we were talking about the looting that occurred during and after, well, probably still going on in Iraq. But you mentioned the Iraq Museum, and when I read about that, it was just heartsick, because when you destroy artifacts, cultural relics and artifacts, you are destroying a people. You are wiping out their history, and it just makes me sick. that people would do that.
Yeah, it's cultural genocide.
It is.
You know, in the West, it's being done to us slowly. It seems in Iraq, it kind of wiped out all at once.
And,
you know, there's still massive terror bombings being carried out in Iraq by most likely by Mossad and CIA. Seems like not a week or not a month goes by where you don't hear of some car bomb going off, killing 50, 60 people at a time. It's just horrific what we did to that country.
Exactly. Yes, what the American government and the military did to that country. Absolutely. And you mentioned the word barbarian. And that really, really depicts the mentality of these people that are doing this. Just terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I can only compare them to the ancient, you know, Mongols and Huns who would, in ancient India, when the Mongols came in, they destroyed the first universities that existed, 5,000-6,000 years ago. They just destroyed them, burned their libraries and everything.
Yes.
They're modern-day Huns. And,
yes. Yeah, you're right.
And ironically, many of them actually descend from Huns. I mean, that's where the Khazar Ashkenazi Jews come from, is the Huns.
Right. Absolutely. And that's how they operate. And that's how they've always operated. You also mentioned you mentioned the OSS, and you mentioned the CIA and the Mossad. And given the knowledge that we have of what they did in Vietnam, that they sent the CIA in and created all this chaos in order to justify military occupation, in order to send the U.S. military over there. But it was actually the CIA that was burning down the post offices and doing all the bombing and doing all of the stuff that created civil chaos. And so whenever I see that happening in another country like Iraq and Afghanistan, I feel that it is the CIA. Well, and they also do those kinds of things here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thankfully, as of late, it seems that instead of actually killing people, they're just using actors. Which I suppose is an improvement.
Yes. I was reading about Walsh, the Walsh character, and that was so popular right after 9/11. He's the guy that said, I saw Tower 1 come down, and then I saw Tower 2, all because of structural integrity. I mean, as if he were some sort of an expert.
Oh, he had his lines ready to go.
Yeah. All righty, you have another article that you call The 100-Year Murder, 37 Nails in the Coffin of the USA. So why don't you take us through that and tell us about
okay.
37 Nails.
Well, The 100-Year Murder, I mean, with my... With the flagship piece of the site, NWO Forbidden History, where I condensed 260 years of history into, I guess, 300 or so blurbs. What this piece does is it takes that piece and condenses it even more. It's sort of like a nanotechnology. And, I mean, this piece can be read, 35 to 40 minutes, 37 blurbs, or nails in the coffin, as I call them, accompanied with lots of photos. But it's designed specifically, a seasoned student of conspiratorial history will enjoy it immensely. However, I really put it together in mind for someone who's a total beginner, doesn't have the time, inclination, or attention span to read a big work. Literally 35, 40 minutes, one can begin at the turn of the century, the previous century, 1900, and read these 37 nails in the coffin and really get up to speed up till the present day as to how we arrived at this position. The financial moves, the political moves, the social cultural movements that brought us to the sorry state that we're in now. I begin the piece in 1900. There's a description of what America was like back then, where it was going, what the social mores were like, what the government was like, what the economic and monetary system was like.
Give us a little bit of history here about what it was like in 1900.
Okay. Well, that's very important because we need to draw the contrast of what it was like to where we are today.
Right.
So that's where I start. But first thing, politically, the federal government was tiny compared to today's standards. There was no income tax. There was no Social Security tax. No capital gains tax. There's no IRS. There's no Department of Education. There's no government welfare of any kind, at least not on a federal level. There's no Federal Reserve. The debts, the public debts are minimal, and private debt is very rare as well. The currency is backed up by gold. The economy is prosperous. The middle class is expanding rapidly. The level of prosperity and upward mobility was such that millions of Europeans were dying to get in here as immigrants. It was truly a land of opportunity. There was the invention and the innovation that was unfolding during this period of time. Thomas Edison and Eli Whitney and Alexander Graham Bell, the Wright brothers, and such a disproportionate amount of the inventions and innovations of the early 20th century came out of America, and was a reason for it. And that's because that's what liberty does. It doesn't choke people. It doesn't stifle people. It allows people to accumulate capital and take some time off and pursue a dream. Also very important, and I emphasize this throughout the piece, is the moral and cultural component, because really that's the foundation of everything. At that time, nuclear families were pretty much universal. Divorce was very, very rare. Out-of-wedlock birth was very rare. The people were good. They were righteous. They were religious. So you had strong nuclear families, strong extended family. And from that, you have a strong community, strong church base, strong civic groups. So if somebody had a bad break in life or needed help or sick or whatever, you had the natural safety net of a healthy family structure and a strong culture. You didn't need government at all. What else can we say about that period? It was known as the gay 90s, the 1890s.
Sure.
By gay, we something altogether different than
right,
we know that
word today. It's hardly a word you can use anymore.
Sure. So, without question, we were already putting the rest of the world, leaving them kind of in the dust, at least economically. And, European philosophers would come here and marvel at what's going on.
Yes. All righty, Mike, we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. Could we just switch back to the Allied art just for just a moment? I got an email from Joe, a frequent contributor via his emails, and he said the stolen Nazi art discovered in an apartment in Berlin was the last story on last night's CBS Evening News. And he said this is a historical plug for the upcoming movie that people will take as truth. Apparently it's called The Monuments Men. And it is going to be coming out shortly, apparently. And then he gives an example of Allied looting. And he says that at the end of World War II, there were four vessels that were still German vessels that were divvied up among the Allies. Anyway, thank you, Joe. Appreciate your email. Do you have any comments on it?
Well, you know, I'm seeing an escalation in this wave the Nazi stuff these last few weeks. I wonder if we're being prepped for another move in the Middle East.
Well, I got an email this morning from Jim, who is a listener, And he says the heat on the Jew is getting hot. This is one of their latest messages flooding the Patriot networks. And you have all this stuff, propaganda, I'll call it propaganda, on TV, radio, shortwave, magazines, newspapers, are all in a whole hoax mode. Every channel and program on TV has tearjerkers and World War II propaganda movies, World War I propaganda movies, holohoax movies, anti-German nonsense. So they must be feeling the heat. And he states, he says, what gets me is that all of the Patriot talk show hosts are parroting the exact same line. So what are your views on that?
I guess he's come to the same conclusion I have. Yeah, I think it's partially due to sensitivity to some of the scrutiny they're getting these days more and more. That's part of it, but I still believe it. More of it has to do with preparation of something to happen in the Mideast, and I don't know when, maybe in 6 months, maybe next year. Because, you know, the Israelis always have to be portrayed as the victims, and they want us to be sympathetic to them. So we need a booster shot of propaganda every now and then.
That's a good way of putting it, indeed. In your article, going back to these 37 nails in the, what did you title it? 37, the 100
year nails in the coffin of the
37
USA.
Nails in the coffin of the USA. 1901 to 2013. And you state at the bottom of the first section, that first nail, you say, but way beneath the surface, invisible to most, a well-funded and organized advance guard of termites has been arriving in America since the 1880s. These Reds, a.k.a. Marxist, a.k.a. the left, a.k.a. progressives, bring with them the disease of liberalism that has already been plaguing Europe since the days of the French Revolution. Their long-range plan is to undermine the American way of life and system of limited government and erect a centralized, I'm going to say Marxist, system in its place. And certainly, then you name some names. You name J.P. Morgan, John D. Rockefeller, and, of course, there were others. And these are the people that made it happen. They were the money kings, as you call them.
Yeah, that's when it began. And a key event in this, I mean, I begin with 1901, assassination of McKinley. I didn't want to go back too far. But 1882, I could be wrong by a year or two, that was the year that Tsar Alexander II of Russia was blown up by a communist bomb. And that turned the tide of not only world history, but American history. Because when that happened, there was an uprising in Russia. The Russian people said, enough, sick of these Marxists, Jewish terrorists. And they began on their own attacking Jewish villages. These were known as pogroms. And the new czar, who saw his father blown to death, he was not too, and he wasn't going to intervene. He was not too sympathetic. So they kind of had it with the Jews, and that is when massive waves of Jewish immigration began to happen. Many of them fled to Germany or to Britain. Hundreds of thousands of them came to New York. And they brought that ideology with them. They brought the Zionism. A lot of them brought the crooked business dealings. And, of course, they brought that same Marxist, anarchist, red religion of theirs. So that's when they began to come here in large numbers. By the turn of the century, some of them had already achieved enormous wealth and influence. And, you know, they teamed up with the Rockefellers and the Morgans, or I suppose one could say they already controlled them anyway. I mean, J.P. Morgan's father was made by the Rothschilds 40, 50 years earlier. So initially you had this Anglo elites and these Jewish elites beginning to form beginning of this thing. So, you know, I refer to them as termites because initially the damage was not done. They were not visible. They were just beginning. They were setting the chess pieces. But the first big move was the assassination of McKinley. Actually, the first of the nails in my piece was 1896 when Adolph Oakes bought the New York Times. I would say that was the first major move that determined the history of the 20th century.
All righty. I was just looking at your book. Okay. I try to multitask, and sometimes it doesn't always work out real well. Indeed. And so then and of course this also occurred, you start, in 1901, did you start? But then we also have, 1901. But we also had just a couple of years before that, the Spanish-American War, which was, instrumental in the assassination of the president. And there were some other things too that of course were happening. And when you talk about terrorism in Russia, and when you think of terrorism, whenever I think of terrorism, I always think of Jews because they are the perpetrators of most of the terrorism in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, sure. And if they're not the direct perpetrators, they're using dupes and idiot frontmen to do the dirty work.
Sure.
Like some of these Syrian rebels, who probably the rank and file, who, you know, are as anti-Semitic as anyone, have no idea what they're fighting for, what they're being used for. So, one way or another, all roads always lead back to the usual suspects.
Indeed. Absolutely. All right, so that happened. Do you want to say any more about the assassination?
Well, the assassination of McKinley was carried out by a Red. It was a foreign immigrant Red, Leon Szilgolds. He was a devotee of the anarchist Jewish Emma Goldman. So he carried out this assassination, but as all of the assassinations of 19th century Europe go, these anarchists are just manipulated fanatics. You can be sure they're always acting under the orders of somebody. But, you know, this was portrayed as the act of a deranged lone gunman.
That's not they never
the
changed
he was
the
very
wording.
Political. He was a Red. He was a pure anarchist. And how convenient that the assassination of McKinley elevated the terroristic left-wing thug, psychopath, Theodore Roosevelt, the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And he, by his own description, referred to himself as a quote-unquote progressive. So that assassination led to Theodore Roosevelt, who in turn ushered in the progressive movement. So that's a key point in American history.
Okay, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today is Mike King, the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. And I just want to share something with you. We're talking about assassinations. And it's very interesting that while Robert Todd Lincoln was not present when someone shot his father, he was present on July 2nd, 1881, when Charles J. Guiteau shot President James A. Garfield, and on September 6, 1901, when Leon Frank Czolgosz shot President William McKinley. Allegedly, Lincoln had collaborated with some of the individuals implicated in his father's death. Later, he discovered and destroy documents implicating individuals who escaped culpability for the assassination. Anyway, it's just something I threw in. And he was, in fact, he was the President Garfield's Secretary of War. So, just kind of interesting snippets of information. Okay. Time is yours. Okay. So what happened?
All right, well, we covered the assassination of McKinley.
Adolf Oaks.
I'm sorry?
Adolf Oaks. Nail number one, 1896.
And it's also important to note that Theodore Roosevelt was forced upon McKinley as vice president.
Exactly.
Some of these very same money-king forces. He didn't want Theodore Roosevelt. He was a, you know, more of a constitutionalist conservative, and Theodore Roosevelt was progressive. And also,
he was a Jew, according to Stephen Birmingham.
Rosenfeld, probably most likely Rosenfeld in Dutch, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
More than likely a crypto, no doubt. McKinley's vice president, Garrett Hobart, passed away suddenly at about the age of 50. And I would love to have his body exhumed and to have a look at how that happened. But Hobart was very close with McKinley. They were of like mind and they were good personal friends. But once he was out of there, they were able to push Roosevelt onto McKinley and then kill McKinley. Roosevelt becomes president. And his most destructive achievement was in establishing in 1907 the National Monetary Commission, or 1908.
Right.
There was a panic, an artificially induced Wall Street panic in 1907. And you know how those panics go, Deanna. It's always
contrived.
In response to a crisis is when they always screw us. So in response to this crisis, Roosevelt appointed a bipartisan commission, the National Monetary Commission. It was headed by Nelson Aldrich, who was married into the Rockefeller family. He was the maternal grandfather of David Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm.
And their recommendation was to establish a central bank, and that's how the process began. It would not come into fruition until Wilson was president, but it was Teddy Roosevelt who got the ball rolling. And it was Teddy Roosevelt in 1912 who deliberately interfered in the election, which denied Taft from being reelected and imposed Woodrow Wilson on the nation and all the damage he did. So
right.
That's the significance of Teddy Roosevelt, and that all dates back to the McKinley assassination.
Right. Isn't it amazing how people, how these people use assassinations in order to replace presidents and then impose other people that they want in office? That happens now, and sometimes we don't even recognize it. I was, this is irrelevant, so I won't go into it. But anyway, you did mention Emma Goldman, who praised the killing of McKinley. And, I mean, it's just amazing that people didn't ask questions, they just didn't think to ask because they, of course, it was just that lone gunman theory, which they keep using.
Yeah, they just play it over and over again. I think people just unable to grasp the fanatic mind can't understand that these fanatics, they will carry out an assassination in broad daylight, knowing that it could lead to their own death or life imprisonment. I mean, they don't care. They're demented. They're deranged. But they're under someone's control. I don't mean hypnotic control, but someone saying, hey, listen, you could go down in history. You're doing a great thing. And, you know, you have a person with a broken life and a broken mind. That might sound very appealing. The average person can't relate to that. But it's not difficult to find these extreme left-wing lunatics to carry out these suicide missions. And indeed, it was a suicide mission because several weeks after he was executed, which is kind of strange because you would think they would have kept him alive long enough perhaps to probe him more to see if it was a wider conspiracy. But they got rid of McKinley's assassin right quick.
Exactly, just the same as they did after the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
I mean, how many hours was it before they got rid of Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah.
Within just hours.
Yeah. But that's also very common, the assassin dying very shortly after.
Indeed.
So the next big move before Wilson becomes president is the establishment of the NAACP, National Association of Advancement of Colored People. This was in 1909,
mm-hmm.
And this was a very important step because that's when the transformation of the black vote from really they were quite conservative at that time, at least by today's standard. I mean, their inspirational leader, Booker T. Washington, was, you know, he was a constitutional conservative. He believed in American principles, and he actually used to preach, have good relations with white people, don't worry about segregation, mind your own business, work hard, pray hard, and that kind of positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, certainly the Marxist, the Zionists, they didn't want that. They wanted to maneuver the black population into the left-wing Jewish camp. To that end, they set up the NAACP, the original 12 board members, 11 of the 12 or 12 of the 13, I'm not sure, were Jewish. Isn't that amazing? I mean, the NAACP was founded by Jews.
Absolutely.
And it was public information.
It was led by Jews until probably, 1980? When they had their first black president, up until that time, the Jews sat on the board and they controlled that entire organization.
Yeah. They ran the show. And they used a front man called W.E. Du Bois, who was a Communist Party member.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very important because today, in so many elections, Congress, Senate, even the White House, especially if there's a close election at 3 or 4 point margin or less, the margin of victory is due to the 90 to 95% black vote that's all in one block, always voting for the left wing, most left wing Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's key. That haunts us to this day. So of course now we're seeing it with the Hispanic vote too. So you get a block vote, even though it's minorities, if it's 80 to 90%. It gives the Democrat candidate such a huge head start. Not that the Republic opposition is anything to be hopeful about, but it also serves to neutralize the Republican Party in a sense because they don't want to antagonize this bloc. So I think it had a big impact of moving the Republican Party leftward too, to have such a large element of our population that's automatically going to vote Democrat every time.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the Republicans, I think of them as the Trotskyites, because the whole party has been taken over by what I would call the neocons, who were Trotskyites. They came over here and took it over. So you've got both parties are led by the same entities. They just focus on different
things. I actually list the rise of the neoconservative. I believe that's my 33rd or 34th nail in the coffin.
We might get through all the nails before the end of the program, or maybe we'll have to just keep going.
We'll have to skip around a little bit.
Oh, bless your heart. Okay, we'll be right back. Well, actually, this is the top of the hour break, and we'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour.